this is the November Q&A. I apologize in advance if I sound all sniffly or snuffy. I don't know what the word is. Allergy-y, you know? And I also figured out that I actually have to be this close to the microphone, so yeah. I've learned a lot today through experimenting. Anyway, let's have a look at this month's questions. Thank you so much for asking questions. If you did, I'm just gonna, I'll just answer them. So, have I ever considered working as an actress? Physical actress? Probably no. I don't know, maybe it's like a self-confidence thing. I never really thought about it. I never thought that I'd be a voice actress. I never thought acting was on the cards for me in life at all, ever. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to voice act in some, I don't know, like games or movies or, yeah, I think I would love to kind of progress my voice acting career. But who knows? Never say never. I never thought that I was gonna end up being where I am now, so yeah. Will there be a chance for my mostly blocked ears to be purified and blessed with a song cover of yours for I See the Light? I'm not a good singer. I don't know. Maybe one day. If I ever get a grip on my allergies. Because I'm like constantly clearing my throat, so it'd be a little tricky. Sorry, adjusting my blanket. Excuse me. Okay, thoughts on Hocus Pocus 2? Oh my god. Did you feel like a sack of potatoes while watching it like I did? Yeah, I was just like, what is this? I appreciated some things. I thought it was funny in some places, but I think they just, it was just different. It wasn't like the original humor. And yeah, I don't know whether like half of the charm of Hocus Pocus is that it was made in the 90s. But yeah, I don't know. It was okay. I watched it. I don't think I'll watch it again. Yeah, I don't know. Switching up the usual Disney questions a little. If you had to be a Disney villain for a day, which Disney villain would you choose to be and why? Disney villain. I should know them like off by heart, I guess. Who have we got? Who would I be? Let's have a look. I haven't watched any Disney for ages, actually. Who have we got here? I don't want to be a Disney villain. let me see. If I had to be one, maybe, this is a hard question. I should have looked at these before. This is so tough. I think maybe I would be, Hades? Does that sound weird? I love that he lives in the underworld. I love Cerberus. I love all the cool, creepy stuff in the underworld. Maybe. I don't know. Some Disney villains are so cool. But yeah, I don't know. I've never considered who I'd want to be. They're all shitbags, aren't they? Yeah, I'll go with Hades. Why not? He's cool. He's funny. favorite mythical being? Um, I don't know if this counts as a mythical being. Maybe it's like an entity. But I love the Will-O-The-Wisps and that whole concept. I think it's super cute and magical and kind of, yeah. I like that kind of stuff. Any of like the Scottish, Irish kind of mythical beings and legends, like Selkies and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. But hey, these are really good questions. What are three things or more that made you smile during the month? Well, I mean, I started to save for a vocal booth because I was really struggling. I am really struggling. And I thought I'd be done by like towards the middle of next year-ish, if I could, or maybe 3 or 4 months in. The goal just got completely like crushed. It makes me smile now, but on it, I was like a mess, honestly. The day that it happened and a couple of days after, I was just a mess. I couldn't believe it. Because now it just changes everything, you know? My work's going to be better. My mental health is going to be better because I'm not going to feel crushing pressure and frustration. So, yeah. Reaching the goal is a pretty big one. I guess just going off that as well, one thing that makes me smile every month, every day, really, is just this entire community. I can't believe that I am connected to such amazing people. Such amazing people that want me to do well, who want the best for me, who are happy to see me succeed, you know? It's a very precious feeling. It's something that, I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. But like, I feel more than that. I just love this community. And yeah, it makes me smile all the time. And one more thing that's made me smile. I guess this one's a little more personal, but it probably sounds weird, but it is something that has really stuck with me this month. A couple of weeks ago, we went to see my granddad. We see him every single Sunday at 4:30. Like, you know, as long as we can make it, we always go to see him. And my sister has been with us for nearly 4 years now. And, she, you know, she's a typical teenager and she'd come and see granddad with us when she could or when she wasn't hanging out with friends. But she'd always be on her phone and she wouldn't really interact. And I could kind of see that it affected my granddad a bit because my sister was in foster care for like 7 years and he couldn't see her. And so, you know, I think he just wanted to connect with her a little bit. And it's not her fault. She's just, you know, she's a teenager. She doesn't speak to me. Or she didn't speak to me all that much, you know. It's just how teenagers are. But lately, especially like this last month, I don't know what's changed. She sits there. She doesn't look at her phone. She listens to my granddad. She asks questions. She laughs at the things that he says. And yeah, like the look on my granddad's face is just, I think he can feel that connection, you know, and we had such a laugh on Sunday. I think he felt like it was his like comedy hour or something. We were just all rolling on the floor laughing. He's so funny. And yeah, it was just so lovely. It was really, yeah, seeing him smile, seeing my sister smile after the horrible month that she's had. It was just lovely. And something that's still making me smile. So, yeah. What cheers me up on a bad day? So I had a pretty bad day on Monday, for example, and I don't really know what cheers me up on a bad day. Spending time with the people that I love, I guess. I was really bad. I let my sister open one of her Christmas presents early. Because, you know, she's had a tough time this month. I like giving stuff. I don't know if anybody else can relate, but it's like, if I have to sit on something too long, I get really restless. If I bought something or I have something to give someone, I can't wait to give it to them. I can't believe I've cracked already. It's not even December. But yeah, it really cheered me up to see her happy. And we spent some time together and I watched a Christmas movie as well. Just spending time with the people that I love and being cozy, doing something to take my mind off stuff. If I'm having a really bad day, it'll be like a self-care day, so like nice long shower. Use all of like the Lush products, that I have left. just have a really nice cozy day, get a hot chocolate, try not to put too much pressure on myself to do work. Yeah. What would you say is your best trait? Oh gosh, I don't know. It's hard to self-analyze. I would say one of my best traits, but also like a cursed trait, is seeing things from both sides. Even if I'm upset, I can still see it from the other person's point of view, which is great because it leads to an understanding, but it can also lead to me getting very frustrated and hurt. I don't know if that's my best trait. It's one trait that I definitely feel helps me understand people and helps me navigate whenever there's conflict or a misunderstanding. I guess that's one of my better traits for me, because that gets me out of, stops me from taking things too personally sometimes. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard. I like making people happy. Is that a trait? Makes me happy for people to be happy. I don't know. These are really difficult questions. Would you be open to accept commissions for narrating children's book or animation? Yeah. So with I can hear a plane going overhead. They're so loud. You probably won't be able to hear it once I've put some noise reduction on this audio, but my God, it's so loud. My desk is vibrating. So with the vocal booth, it means that I can produce very high quality audios with little to no background noise. So I'll feel very confident in applying for, maybe Audible or little animation projects or games. I'd love to voice a character in a game or something. So it's definitely something I'll be looking towards next year. Once I have everything else handled, I've been trying to grind as hard as I can to get ahead with audio work. Just so that it's consistent and I'm not letting anyone down. So I got a few things to prioritize, and then I can think about venturing out to that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm really excited for it. Do you read books in your free time? And if you do, what kind? Yeah, I recently started getting back into reading now that I have the time. One thing that's really helped me is my ADHD medication. I am able to sit still and read, whereas I didn't know that that's what it was before. I just felt like I'd fell out of love with reading, or I found it too difficult to do. I thought that I had like regressed and that I just lost the ability to read. Or do you know what's crazy? I really felt like I didn't have the ability to read anymore. In my head, I was like, oh, I must have got past young adult novels and stuff. And then anything above that is too hard for me to read. It turns out that's not the case. It's just that I couldn't sit still long enough to read and understand. I was like reading paragraphs and my brain would be somewhere else and I'd have to go back and reread it and the same thing had happened. I get that frustrated. I stopped reading because it wasn't enjoyable anymore. It was stressful. And now that I'm on medication, it's so much easier for me to read. I read a couple of books the last 2 months. So I read Carrie's War, which is a book that I read as a child at primary school. So I read that as like a trip down memory lane, and it was a lovely book. It really was a lovely book. And I started to read Fire and Blood, one of the Game of Thrones books. So I'm about halfway through that at the moment. Yeah. Normally around this time I'd start reading the Harry Potter books all the way through November, December. I did that for ages, and then when I became a teacher, I had to read to plan work, and I just didn't have time to read for myself anymore. Maybe I'll do that this year. Maybe I will. But in terms of what kind of books, I like to read fantasy kind of stories, I guess, or stories that are rooted in history. I love British history. I like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I hope that's answered your question. I'm sorry. Like, all over the place today. Do you like nonsensical questions that don't really mean much to life but may or may not make you think super deep or just laugh it off as a dumb question? I guess so, maybe. Let's see what these say. If you go to a restaurant and you are waiting on the waiter to take your order, doesn't that just make you the waiter? Maybe. I suppose you have different terms. I mean, wait has two different meanings spelt like that, or maybe it has more than that. So if you want to get deep about it, to wait on somebody is to serve them, and to wait for something means to wait for something. So yes, but no, maybe. What are there more of in the whole world, doors or wheels? I don't know, actually. I'd say doors. Just because I feel like wherever you go in the world, there will be hopefully, you know, some kind of shelter, which will most likely have a door. Whereas not everyone has cars. But then I guess in some parts of the world, people have multiple cars. I'm going to say doors. I think doors. If you had to choose, would you rather be on team French fries with ice cream dip or team soggy fries? I'm going to go French fries with ice cream dip, as long as the ice cream dip was chocolate. I'm past the point of caring what people think about my food choices. I eat pineapple on pizza and I'm proud of it. I have eaten French fries with chocolate dip. Not chocolate dip, chocolate like milkshake, which I guess is kind of like ice cream. And it's delicious. I don't know what the big deal is, you know? I remember this one time someone made me eat, it was like a Pringle, so like a chip, like a crisp, a Pringle with salad cream and peanut butter, and I threw up. That's kind of like what this reminds me of. I don't know what soggy fries would be. Would you douse them in vinegar? I'm up for trying most things unless my brain immediately says, you wouldn't like the texture of that. This is really off topic. And I guess this is just how my brain works. But did you know that your tongue, or like, you know, like if you looked at something, you would know like how the texture would feel. Like just look at something around you. Your tongue knows how that's going to feel if you lick it. I know that sounds really random, but it's true. Like this water bottle that I have here has like some like ribs on it, ridges. I know how that's going to feel if I lick it. Anyway, that's my random fact for the Q&A. And there's only one more. That's not a question. Oh, thank you, babe. I'll read it. What is it like being such a talented, humble, hardworking, and genuine girl boss? As you read this, please give yourself the tightest, warmest hug. Okay. Thank you for the amazing impact you bring to all of your listeners. Keep slaying, queen. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. I have not felt like a girl boss or a queen this month. It has been very rocky. I feel like I'm just about holding on. I try my best and it will get better. But yeah, so I guess that's the end of the Q&A. I'm going to post the questions for next month's Q&A tomorrow. So if you have any more questions or anything you want to know, just let me know, I guess. Thank you so much for asking questions. I am always surprised that people want to know stuff. And yeah, thank you. And I'll see you again next month for the next Q&A. Have a great December and I'll see you then. Bye.